Performance agreement and delegation of authority. And that's a discussion. So, I didn't, did you hand those in?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah. Go on.
Commission members, Joe and I are going to tag team this item.
It's a three-part item. We want to talk a little bit about the director's performance agreement, which is this document that you have. We also want to discuss the director's, the delegation of authority. We have two or three small items or things that we would like you to consider adding to that. And then we also want to talk about our 17-19 strategic plan and how that's going to fit with this document and just a timetable for getting all this pulled together and done. So that's this agenda item. And first, I guess we'll start with the performance agreement. If you recall, this is the document that I worked on with you last year when we had my performance evaluation. And actually came from before I arrived, some of the document you're probably pretty familiar with. But if the first part of it talks about general competencies and behavior and how you would like the director and the director's office to function. But the more the meat of the object of the agreement is starting with attachment B. And actually, I have there for several pages and some details some of the objectives that we agreed to last year. But on the last page of that, actually probably the second to the last page of that document, is a summary of those items, and it shows you which ones are on track, which ones are nearing achievement, and which ones we're making progress on, but probably won't make the 15-17 deadline or timeline. I'm not sure how much we want to go over these. Probably not a whole lot today, but this is for you to take home and look at and make some notes on, and then when we have my evaluation, we could go through this line or item by item and talk about things that you would like to see me work on or the department work on and do a better job or drop for the next biennia or whatever you might think. But it's a pretty extensive list. Some of it's probably more detailed than we need in a document like this. But the way this works is we get feedback from the executive management team, and we all like to have our program and projects represented at, you know, in the director's office and be a priority. And so these were important things to the department, not just me. So I don't think I'll say a whole lot more about that right now, but please, over the next couple of months, let's take a chance to look at this, and we'll have more opportunities to talk and discuss. Should we talk about the timeline now, then?
We could do that.
Joe's going to talk about the time, unless there's questions right now. Joe's going to talk about the timeline, because we're going to incorporate this with a revamp or an update of our strategic plan, and then we'll talk about the delegation of authority last, because it's kind of a separate.
Okay. So, commissioners, as the director said, this, you know, what you have in front of you, what he just went through, is how we think we did this current biennium as we're coming to a close here during the end of June, and the green, yellow, red designation there. And part of what we're thinking is, after you have a chance to review this, when we come back in August, a lot of these initiatives are ongoing. You know, so we'll have had a chance to look at the legislative budget, which we haven't had yet, to see what other changes the legislature is instructing us to do or other initiatives they're asking us to take on. And then we would have a discussion, as the director said, about what you think 17-19 ought to look like. And we'll come forward with a draft that is amended to include legislative direction, and the hope is that we would finalize in September. So a couple of months to look at the performance agreement. We'll come back in August with any updates the legislature has instructed us to take on, and then you'd have a month to look at that before we would finalize in September. The strategic plan piece, we would like to come to you in August with our sense of a couple of things. If you've looked at our existing strategic plan, one piece that we're working on as a senior as an executive management team is to take a look at the existing goals, objectives, and strategies for the current biennium. Again, a lot of those roll forward, so we would be looking to update those and have a draft of that for you. But a new thing we're doing this time, you know, that's kind of a two-year horizon as we look out in the existing strategic plan. The other thing we're doing is putting forward 8 to 10 year kinds of accomplishments that we, you know, a longer vision, a longer horizon. And we'd like to talk to you about that too. You know, what is it that on the long term we would like the agency to accomplish? Diversity of workforce, or normalizing wolves on the landscape, or, you know, those kinds of issues that we have talked about, or you have talked about, and give you a shot at give you our shot at the first draft of that. There's something else I was going to say.
Let me pipe in while you're thinking. Probably most of you have been involved in strategic planning in one form or another in your careers. And if you have, you know that you can do a variety of things and collect a variety of input into that, everything from developing a plan within the department to going to a full-blown public process that takes a couple of years. So where our thinking is on this for the 17-19 plan, at least, we just spent 18 months doing our Wild Future Initiative and getting out and talking to people and listening. We have a huge amount of information and input from folks. And so for this next two-year period, we want to use that to modify the plan we have and not go and do an extra additional layer of public input. And we certainly would have room for some of that, and we probably should check in as we do it and see what you think along the way. But that's our thinking at this point. We want to take advantage of the work we've done over the last 18 months. So,
the other point I remembered, I know some of the commissioners are more interested in engaging in these initiatives, these exercises, than others. So if there is an interest in being more involved before August, I mean, there's the possibilities of setting up a half-day workshop or something where you could get into the nitty-gritty as we develop that first draft, if that's, you know, if that's your desire. I don't want to make it feel like you get to see this once or twice and that's it, you know. So you might want to think about that.
The other part of this, well, are you going to go through the rest of the timeline? And
I think I kind of covered it. So again, this is your first look at how we think we did for 15-17. We're working now to begin to build the 17-19 performance agreement draft, as well as our strategic plan. The strategic plan would include both shorter term goals and longer term goals. And if you're interested in getting engaged in that drafting process, let me know. If not, then you'll see our proposed first drafts in August with the notion of finalizing in September.
Good. So the third part of this discussion... Oh, excuse me.
There again, living where I live, if I get an opportunity to look, and I'll make an opportunity to look through this, would a phone call work just to give you some, or are you going to have a half a day meeting planned, or what are you thinking?
A phone call would always be welcomed.
Okay.
I would only do a half a day if we had several commissioners that wanted to spend that much time in a dedicated, focused way, and again, I'd happy to do that, but a phone call would be fine.
Sure.
Well, I guess the reason I ask that, because a half a day in my world doesn't turn into half a day by the time I get there and back, so.
As you're going through it, and if you write on this thing, and then you could call Joe or I, and we'll make sure that we transfer that to the next edition or the next.
And I think that would hold true for any of us.
Yeah, every one of you.
So, but that doesn't preclude that if some people wanted to meet in Olympia for half a day.
No, if we wanted to have a smaller ad hoc committee, if you do, Will, to work on this and to meet a time or two, then we would certainly.
It's not an either or, right?
So anyway, the third item of this section we wanted to talk about was the delegation of authority memo. It's pretty comprehensive. There are a couple of things that have come up that we think that should be added, and you have a page that looks like this. Three items on there. Small list. I don't know. Did you find it? Yeah. Anyway, we need to add this section about adoption of the triploid trout stocking. That's it. And in the weeds detail there. Harvest regulations for clams and oysters, and then allowing the director to sign off on expedited rules. And those are the 105 rules. And Joe has got some extra information on what those are and what that would look like, I guess.
Well, an expedited rulemaking process is governed by RCW 3405-353. It's an option under Washington State rulemaking that allows for issues that have, you know, broad consensus by the public and where you don't expect and you don't actually receive. There's an opportunity to receive comments where you don't receive comments of concern to move directly into putting the rule in place. And there are more steps to it than that I can give to you. If you receive any sort of concern in the brief opportunity there is to comment, then you're back into the standard rulemaking process where you file a CR 101, 102, 103. But for some of our sort of housekeeping actions or relatively minor activities, we thought it might make some sense to give the director the authority when he has that situation for an expedited rule to build that into the delegation letter.
Yeah. Joe, can you give an example of a situation where the commission had to be involved under our current delegation authority, where it could have been resolved just through this expedited rule? Is there an example that comes to mind?
No, I don't have one right on the tip of my tongue, Steve. Bill?
Can I ask a follow-up question that goes with this? Is that okay? Is an expedited rule and an emergency rule the same thing, or are they different?
They're different.
They're very different. And so...
here comes Mr.
Yeah. And I've got a question as well. So you don't even start the rulemaking process with us filing a CR. With an expedited rule, you think you have something that
there's consensus around it.
Yeah.
Such a no-brainer.
Okay.
Yeah, in my opinion, the statute identifies a number of specific instances. It's things like typographical errors, address changes, things where a new statute says exactly what is prescribed, and you're following that statute. So it's discretion. It's not policy. In fact,
yeah, give it to him.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I was just wondering if, you know, has the commission had to sign off on things which would otherwise fall under the category of an expedited rule?
Well, but don't you remember one meeting we were brought a whole pages of housekeeking?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well,
who did that, Jennifer?
Yeah.
But sometimes those are substantive changes embedded in there.
Yeah, if it's substantive, but if it's just because there's a new department that's been formed and you're still referring to the old Department of Social and Health Services, you know, let him take care of that.
I don't disagree. I was just wondering, you know, kind of where this would fall.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think there have been a few that have come over the years to the commission. They have been these types of things, but in talking to your rules coordinator, Scott Bird, he was wrestling with some right now and had assumed that the director could just do them because they were ministerial. And then we looked at the existing delegation, and it says you've delegated emergency rulemaking, but it doesn't say anything about this expedited. And so we just figured.
Thanks for that background.
Yeah. That's yeah.
Are you done lawyering then?
No.
Okay. You're not getting paid by the quarter hour.
Well, even I have another question then. But this has to do with the second bullet item, the authority to adopt harvest regulations for clams and oysters. I can't remember. Maybe we have had the commission have to sign off on those in the past. And okay, so this is just simply, this would be analogous to giving the director the authority to enter into an agreement through North of Falcon. That kind of, okay,
correct.
I see.
Okay.
Trying to remember, we did an emergency rule a long time ago when Phil was here, and it was caught in the act. When livestock are attacked by wolves, the Cotton Act rule, and it was an emergency rule. I'm just curious. I thought the commission. It was on teleconference. I thought we voted on it, but apparently maybe we were just discussing it, and then the authority rested with the. So does emergency rules? The authority rest with the director now, or always has?
Yes. In the delegation document, there's a rulemaking section in there, and you've delegated to him the authority to adopt emergency rules.
It wouldn't preclude that we couldn't vote on it to give the director good guidance of this is how we feel. That's probably what we did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
But Commissioner Caney, the expedited rule is a different process than the emergency rule. Thank you.
Any other thoughts, questions? Does that wrap it up then?
Mr. Chairman, that's this section there, what we wanted to cover. Okay. And please call it as you read this document, and we'll make sure that your concerns or issues are put on the performance agreement
or within the strategic plan. We can get you a hard copy of the strategic plan, but it's also very easy to find on the web page. So,
and then why don't we put on for the next conference call, Tammy, to see then if we want to have a half a day meeting.
My thought is maybe we could think about doing a half a day break before the August meeting.
Yeah, something.
If everybody wants to participate.
Yeah.
Or if some.
Well, we could talk about that on the conference, but by that time everybody will digest this and see how much they want to provide additional input for or not. Okay. So,
somewhat separate related question is the performance discussion with the director. In the past, we've had executive sessions in which we've had the opportunity to have conversations about how things are going. So I would assume we're going to have an executive session again, but right in August to discuss the performance.
Whatever the protocol has been, I think we'll just follow that. So,
and Chairman, I would certainly appreciate that.
Yeah.
I find that very valuable.
Yeah, the protocol's always been an executive session, and that's okay.